Welcome to the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo. Thank you for making the commitment to join us here in Indianapolis for what will be an amazing and life-changing experience. Over the next several days, we will celebrate your accomplishments. We will forge new friendships, we'll share ideas, and we'll move our great organization forward. Now, I'm as excited about this National FFA Convention as I was my very first National FFA Convention all the way back in the last century. I attended my first National Convention as a sophomore in high school in Kansas City, Missouri, and I can remember walking into the municipal auditorium that was absolutely packed with FFA members, and the air was electric. Here's how the proceedings of that National Convention described that experience. What shocks them most, the first-timers, is the sheer size of it. Thousands of blue jackets, black shoes and neckties. Every hotel room within 50 miles is booked up. Lines of yellow buses meandering down 13th Street. Volumes of Cokes and Big Macs disappearing down ravenous throats. A record attendance of 24,125. And then there's the sound of it. The National FFA band booms its way through the spotlit arena during the grand entry. Young men and women give speeches as naturally as they would a conversation with old friends. And then there's the applause. The thunderous applause that threatens to raise the roof of the municipal auditorium. Then they look and they listen again, those first-timers. And beneath the immensity, the sea of blue and gold, they find the essence of a National FFA Convention. It's people. I definitely felt the thrill of a National FFA Convention. I was awed by the sea of blue jackets flooding the downtown streets. I was amped up by an auditorium filled with FFA members chanting, F-F-A. I say they chanted F, F, A. And I absorbed ideas for supervised agricultural experiences, chapter improvement, and personal leadership development. And I definitely found the essence of a National FFA Convention. It's people. People who would become countless friends and mentors over the years. People who made a difference in my life then and still do today. You see, it is our ability to connect, collaborate, and celebrate across the diverse perspectives of our people that strengthens FFA and provides leadership for agriculture. And in that spirit, I challenge you here at this National FFA Convention to gather ideas and meet people from all across this great nation. Take those home with you to make a positive difference in your home and community. Let's listen and learn. Listen to our convention speakers and our National FFA officers. Learn from the profiles of award winners and professionals in agriculture at the expo. Learn about an FFA member from a different part of the country or a different kind of FFA chapter. Pick up new ideas for chapter activities and ask a ton of questions. As you ask those questions, let's seek to appreciate more while criticizing less. For criticism leads to discord, but appreciation builds unity. Let's definitely seek the promise of better days through better ways by taking both those ideas and friendships back home with us to improve our FFA chapters and communities. And as we participate in National FFA Convention, please demonstrate good professional conduct, not only for ourselves, but also as ambassadors of agriculture. Please be courteous to everyone at all times, especially when wearing your FFA jacket. Let's make this 96th National FFA Convention and Expo a meaningful, memorable, and powerful experience for everyone. I sincerely hope that you find the essence of a National FFA Convention. It's people. Because together, we sow the seeds of friendship. Together, we cultivate a vibrant future for agriculture, where everyone belongs. Together, We harvest ideas to improve ourselves, our chapters, and our communities. And together, we are the essence of FFA. Let's have a great convention.